So what do you love to do in Wisconsin to celebrate a special occasion like Valentine's Day? Or maybe an anniversary or a special date with the one you love? We will get some great ideas for romantic getaways and love-themed treats during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February 10th. And we have a special guest for this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, who knows her way around the state. And she has some wonderful ways and maybe some wacky ways that we can celebrate Valentine's Day this weekend and how about throughout the year. We will talk about some romantic places to go and some treats that we can find when we want to celebrate with someone special. And we will welcome your questions and your ideas, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest, Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
It's great to have you here. And I also hope, I just thought of this just before we went on the air, that we have some regular callers from Romance, Wisconsin. So I think that they should call in and tell us about Romance, Wisconsin, and what romantic things we can do there.
But, I love it.
Yeah. Let's start by talking about some of these great ideas that you have here. There is a Romancing the Stars program at the Planetarium at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Tell us about that.
This is so cool. And by the way, Joy, the irony is not lost on me that I've never been married, and I am the romance expert today.
That's okay. You'd like to have, romantic times even if you're not married.
Yes. So the largest planetarium in the state is at the Milwaukee Public Museum, and it's called the Daniel Soroff Planetarium. But they have this program that takes a closer look at star clusters in our universe that are actually love constellations. So what I love about this event, and it's happening this Saturday on the 11th, Sunday the 12th, and on Valentine's Day, is this is truly a date night. No children are allowed. Admission is $25 a couple, but every couple receives a red rose and a box of chocolates. But then you will be learning all about these star clusters known as the love constellations. So if you want something really unique where you get to learn and it's not the same old, this, I think, is a really cool thing to do.
Well, that is cool. I had no idea. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm going to put a plug in for our next hour. We're going to be talking with an astronomy expert about all the fun things that are going up in the sky these days, and we'll ask them about the love constellations too.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, so if we go to Milwaukee or if we are in Milwaukee, how about a place to eat while we're there?
Well, Milwaukee is so filled with incredible restaurants, huge farm to table movement. So you can't go wrong really in whatever you pick. But for me, I'm a Francophile. I love France. And I love French cuisine. And truly, Wisconsin has one of the best French restaurants I've ever discovered. And I've eaten at French restaurants from New York City to Los Angeles. Bartolotta's Lake Park Bistro. It's a staple in the dining scene. It's one of Milwaukee's best dining spots. The interior is very Parisian. So if you're looking for that romantic dinner with just pure style and incredible food, outstanding service, and really a unique menu. The last time I was there, it was a lunch, and it was a French version of their twist on gnocchi. It was out of this world good. And for me, I look at a dining experience as one of the best things you can do in life, to have time to sit to talk with your friends or family. But I appreciate outstanding service, and their servers, I think, are some of the best I've ever experienced. So if you want that blue chip Valentine's Day, the quintessential Valentine's Day experience, Bartolotta's Lake Park Bistro in Milwaukee is is just that.
Perfect. We have Megan on Facebook who says, my husband and I stayed at the Pfister in Milwaukee recently, and we had cocktails in the lounge on the top floor. It was a really romantic stay. So, yeah, that's the Pfister is a place to go, or there's other that type of hotel where you're up high and you have a great view.
Absolutely. And what I love about the Pfister, too, is they have a wonderful bar. When you come into the hotel, they have a grand piano, and someone's usually playing, and incredible cocktails on the first floor, too. But when you go to the top floor, it is a stunning view of the city and just a wonderful experience. And Pfister is a way to kick Valentine's Day old school.
Yeah.
You've got the old school glam and just that sense of tradition and a lot of incredible engagement stories and wedding and anniversary stories come out of the Pfister when you talk to the team there.
Yeah, let's talk about Madison in that people who live here can do a staycation or people might want to come from elsewhere. There's actually a Madison Hotel Week going on during the week of Valentine's.
There is. And we were excited at the Department of Tourism because we presented them a joint effort marketing grant for this event. So, you know, if you go to downtown Madison, it's like downtown Milwaukee. It's going to cost you some money. And the hotels, there are hotels right across from the Capitol, you know, right along State Street. So they're doing this hotel week, February 10th through the 19th. So you can book a hotel at rates of $75, $100, and $125. Mm. So really, because a lot of these places are $250, $350, a lot of the restaurants are doing special deals. But one example is the Edgewater. So the Edgewater is on Lake Mendota. It's just down the street from the Capitol Square, but it's tucked away from everything. So it's kind of a neat location because you feel like you've got some privacy and some beauty around you with the lake, but you walk a couple blocks and everything is there. But it is the only Four Diamond property with a spa in all of Dane County. They have a great restaurant that features Midwestern cuisine. And what I love is they have an ice rink, and it's called the Mini Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Because it's 4,000 square feet, but it is so cool, and it's lit up at night. And it's not often you see an ice rink covered by a lake that's covered in ice. So it's a really neat spot.
It really is. The Edgewater, I'd love to actually do a staycation there myself. And I know aren't you from Beloit, Stephanie?
I am.
Yeah, and so you've got some favorite spots in Beloit, too.
Oh, Beloit has really experienced a resurgence. And if you haven't been to downtown Beloit in the last 5 to 10 years, you're going to be stunned. Now, full disclosure, this first place, I am personally biased to. So, you know, we at the Department of Tourism, we're always talking about supper clubs. And in Wisconsin, you're going to find supper club books from, you know, great people like Mary Bergen and Ron Fayola to supper club movies. Well, in Beloit, there's a supper club called the 615, and it's located at 615 Broad Street in the city's downtown. But it is like a quintessential supper club with a dab of style. So this place has been around since the 1920s. It was an old speakeasy in the 1920s, and rumor has it, an old brothel. Oh. Well, it has been completely renovated. In fact, they went through four different layers of wood flooring that this place has had and kind of gutted it out to its original splendor. But if you're looking for that kind of romantic night out, you know, with great food, lobster tail, king crab, and they make a wicked old-fashioned, the 615 is a great restaurant to go. It's quaint. It's charming. The owners, you know, by the time you leave, you will have met them. You'll feel like your family. And just a few blocks away, there is a really great luxury boutique hotel. It's on the Rock River, and it's called the Ironworks Hotel. And it pays homage to Beloit's industrial history, but it is it's just chic. It's cool. It's got a restaurant called Merrill and Houston's, you know, with the rich leather chairs and the dark woods. Great specialty cocktails. And not too far from there, just a couple miles away, is a place called Clarabeau and the Great Gatsby. So, again, if you like a little more of a French influence, this place, you walk in and you're like, what is this doing here? This should be in Manhattan. It is foofy. It is chic. The food is spectacular. It's not the same old, you know, menu. It's a twist on a lot of things. They do champagne cocktails. The Great Gatsby is kind of a cocktail and wine bar with stone walls as you take these stairs down into the cellar. It is just hip and cool and unique.
We, I'm going to put Beloit on the list for sure. I have never thought of Beloit in that way before. But we are going to talk about other great places to go to celebrate Valentine's Day or any special romantic occasion. Talking about supper clubs a little bit ago, Nick on Facebook says that the House of Embers in Wisconsin Dells is very romantic with private booths that are themed. Oh, we'll pick up on that after news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, where are you going to celebrate Valentine's Day? 1-800-642-1234.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very.
It's taking too long to spell love. We are talking about love in Wisconsin and romance in our state with our guest, Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We are talking about romantic getaways, talk about romantic towns and events and restaurants and places to stay. We'll talk about treats. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin-made chocolate or candy maker? And there are some wacky things out there, too, if you want to be a little bit different. Have you heard about these pink cheese curds? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So what is your favorite chocolate shop in Wisconsin? Do you have any romantic plans for this weekend or the coming week? What activities or festivals are you looking forward to? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Well, before we move on to treats, I wanted to follow up on Nick on Facebook saying that the House of Embers in Wisconsin Dells is very romantic with private booths that are themed. Stephanie, have you been to the House of Embers?
I have, in Wisconsin Dells. And I got to tell you, I still call it Wally's House of Embers. It is really pretty in there. And I was actually in the Omar Sharif room. So we had a little booth that was called the Omar Sharif. And they are absolutely right. It is got a good style. It is romantic. But there's a couple other, you know, just several fantastic restaurants in Wisconsin Dells. You know, whether you want to hit one of the big water park resorts for their steakhouses, or there's Fields at the Wilderness, which was designed by James Dresser, who was a top protege of Frank Lloyd Wright. And and when you walk in, it feels like a Frank Lloyd Wright building. It's so elegant. The service is impeccable. The food is terrific. And, of course, they have a ton of supper clubs. One of mine is one of my favorites, and I know probably a lot of your listeners, is the Del Bar.
Yes.
And that is just, again, a quintessential supper club with such it just has such a unique feel to it. You can't help but like it. And great food. So Wisconsin Dells in general is just a really good recommendation.
I've never been to the Del Bar, but everybody has recommended that. So that's close enough that that might be on the weekend's agenda as well. But talk a little bit, Stephanie, about how the Department of Tourism really is focusing in on the Wisconsin Supper Club. It's been one of your ads that has been running recently.
Well, and not only that, Joy, out of all the ads that we've done, it's the most viewed ad in the history of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. This ad beat out our Jordy Nelson commercial.
Wow.
Our Kareem Abdul-Jabbar commercial, our Coach Bo Ryan commercial. It just slashed all records. We're going on 1.5 million views. But people respond to it because, you know, when people vacation, they turn into foodies, whether they're a foodie or not. You know, you want to eat the food that's associated with the area that you're visiting. And, you know, we take supper clubs for granted here, but it really is an upper Midwest phenomenon, and nobody does it better than our state. So that commercial hit a nerve. We were hoping it would, but we didn't realize how revered, you know, everybody has their favorite supper club, and everybody will fight for that supper club. And I think, though, it's more than just retro. It's a time where you're not rushed, that even if the restaurant is packed, you're never going to feel like, oh, I better hurry up because they're trying to turn a table. And so it really is a different philosophy of dining. And I think once people experience it, they want that.
I know that. I've been on a quest to visit as many supper clubs as possible because it's just a fun places to go and great food. I love the salad bars or the, you know, the relish trays. And maybe listeners have a favorite supper club that you would like to recommend, someplace you might go to celebrate Valentine's Day. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking all things romance during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We have with us Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. She has some ideas on how we can celebrate Valentine's Day this weekend, some romantic places to go, great places to eat. We'll talk about some treats that we can find, some Wisconsin-made treats that we might want to buy to give to a special someone. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So let's turn to chocolates, Stephanie, for the chocolate connoisseurs. What kinds of food or treats are available around the state?
Now you're talking my language. Now we are getting to the juice that I've been waiting for. Wisconsin, it has truly... and this is not hyperbole. It is my job to get people excited about things. But our chocolate makers in this state are award-winning. They're nationally known. They're internationally known. We truly have some of the best chocolate makers in the world. And there's a couple that I'd like to talk about. And one hails from Madison, and that's Gail Ambrosius, you know, chocolatier.
Mm-hmm.
It's all dark chocolates. If you go to her website, I love it because she kind of writes her story. And I love this quote. She said, "In my opinion, good chocolate is its own food group. A little bit feeds the soul and fires the imagination." And isn't that the truth?
It is.
It really is. And so she's got an incredible story because she grew up as one of 10 children, and I was one of 10 myself. And she was raised on a dairy farm in Seymour, Wisconsin. And her mom, you know, would cook this pudding that she would just go crazy over, and she'd make it from scratch. And that was kind of an impetus that, you know, sat in the back of her head. But she ended up being laid off. She got a practical job. And at 44, she found herself unemployed and a single mom. And she decided, instead of feeling sorry for herself, this was her chance to live her dream. And so she took this online class. She had been to France. She went back to France where she learned from a couple chocolatiers that are renowned and visited all these neighborhood chocolate shops and created this Gail Ambrosius chocolates in 2004. She has won so many awards, you know, top 10 in North America. The dark chocolates have much less sugar, so you can have a deeper flavor. But what I like is just her commitment and seriousness about chocolate. And so that's what makes these chocolatiers, I think, so extraordinary. It's almost like an artisan cheesemaker. They are so serious about their craft. They're always looking for new flavor palettes. They're always looking to make their product better. So if you're looking for a dark chocolate that will just leave you ooing and eyeing, Gail Ambrosia's Chocolatier is one that you should definitely check out.
And I can attest to she has heart-shaped chocolates that you can get, especially for Valentine's Day. I'm sure you can get whatever you want, but I have some heart-shaped dark chocolates that Gail made, so looking forward to eating those. I saw, actually, Stephanie, on your website, Bernstein's chocolates, I think you were featuring, wasn't
yes.
that? Yeah. So tell us about that place. That's in Manitowoc and some other locations.
Yeah, it's downtown Manitowoc. And I don't know if there's one in Green Bay. I don't know if they're related or not.
Okay.
But the one in Manitowoc, I've been to several times. And they do, just so you know, homemade ice cream, incredible hot fudge sundaes if you want to, you know, sit and hang out there, which I would recommend because the place is just awesome. But they have a lot of the traditional chocolates, you know, that you can think of. It's been around for decades. And what I like is it's such a source of great pride for everybody in Manitowoc. If you're visiting and you ask anybody what's there to do, that's going to be one of the first things that they say is you have to go to Bernstein's. And it's spelled really weird, Bernstein, but the T isn't pronounced. So look for it when you're in Manitowoc. They do a lot of different varieties and, you know, choose your own for Valentine's Day. So put that one on your list if you haven't checked it out already.
I visited the Green Bay area recently and picked up a box of Meltaways from Cerugi's. That place has been around forever, too.
That place is awesome. It's awesome. Yeah, and I forgot to tell you, I have to go back to Bernstein's just for a second. Okay. They do more than 125 different candies. So, think of a small business. 125 different candies is incredible. And they do a special line of European dark chocolates that you'll go crazy over. So I just wanted to mention that before I forgot.
Yeah.
Cerugi's has been around since 1899. It's incredible. The owners now are third generation. They have more than 300 confections. And Cerugi's, again, if you've never had it, it has a taste all its own. You don't even have to see the wrapper. If you have a palate that knows chocolate, you're going to be able to tell the difference between Cerugi's and Gail Ambrosia's Chocolatiers because it has its own distinct flavor, and the flavor is delicious. So that's another one. Put it on your list.
And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this one correctly. Kerr's Candy in Milwaukee?
Yeah. You'll find it at the Milwaukee Public Market, which, what a great place. You know, I just love the fact that you have this one-stop place where you can get wine and you can get cheese and you can get sushi and you can get Middle Eastern food. But they have a huge Kerr's candy store, just open. They will talk you through it. And if Kerr's, if you've never been there but it sounds familiar, the movie Bridesmaids, which is one of my favorite of all times, you'll see when the gal getting married in the movie, her best friend presents her gifts from Milwaukee. And one of it is her favorite chocolate, which is Kerr's. So it's another place that uses top quality ingredients, has a rich history here in the state, and you can't go wrong.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What about you? Do you have a favorite chocolatier in Wisconsin or a favorite chocolate treat? Let us know about that. Let us know if you have a romantic place that you like to go for Valentine's Day. Let us know if you have maybe an activity. Hey, maybe you'd like to just go for a hike in the moonlight or something like that. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. A couple other candy or chocolate places. Tell us about Confections for Any Occasion.
Oh, well, you know, that's in Theresa, and I love Theresa because it's just small-town charm. And the candy maker is Joel, and he is such an incredible person. As many listening know, Joel is blind. And he is just the most amazing person. His candy store now is also a restaurant. They have a huge selection of Wisconsin wines. But what I love is that he does a lot of different, any special occasion, he does a lot of candies for. So he has, for Valentine's Day, chocolate lips pop. He has greeting cards made out of chocolate. He has, you know, two-layer caramels that are out of this world good. Patties, creams, meltaways, cherry cordials, you know, chocolate-covered almonds. He does it all. But his story is just, it's really inspiring. He's as down-to-earth. He's a small-town guy doing really big things. So if you get the opportunity, it's called Confections for Any Occasion by Joel. And he's just a wonderful person with a great product.
Yeah, I meant to ask you, and you may not have, there's so many that you may not have some specific recommendations, but you mentioned wine. We have all sorts of choices now and a growing number of choices of Wisconsin wineries to visit and maybe get our, you know, favorite bottle.
Oh, my goodness. There's about 140 wineries in the state. And this summer, I spent a lot of time on the west side of the state. With places like Dancing Dragonfly, mm-hmm. a new $10 million winery that's already producing really good wines. But, you know, think about it. Door County has a whole wine trail. You know, south of that is Algoma and the Vonstiel Winery. They're known for their Riesling. Wollersheim Winery, the most award-winning in the state. There's a place called Forgotten Fire. Of course, Peshtigo and Privets. You know, just no matter where you go now, you're going to find wineries. And what started as, like, very fruity, sweet wines, that's no longer the case. If you have a palate that loves the dry, we now offer that. What they're doing with hybrid grapes in the state is amazing. So if you go to travelwisconsin.com, we have a list of those wineries and wine tours. So that should be able to help you plan your trip.
So if we have chocolate and we have wine, maybe we want some cheese, too. We saw this story online that made us laugh, that there is a pink and white cheese curds that you can get. They're called the Sweetheart Cheese Curds. I think they're available somewhere in the Green Bay area.
Yes, it's in Luxembourg, and it's Ron's Wisconsin Cheese. So they do. They have Sweetheart Cheese Curds. They're white and different shades of pink. And they're still squeaky, they're delicious, and they sell them through February 14th. So if you want to give your loved one not the same old, get them some Valentine's Day cheese curds.
And we have Dan in Drummond who's with us, and we just have a minute before news, Dan. Where would you like to recommend?
Well, I was going to suggest into Ashland and Gabrielle's German chocolate shop.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good. German chocolate and Ashland and that whole area in that Bayfield area. I know Ashland's not right next there. That I think that's one of the most romantic areas in the entire state, Stephanie.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank your caller for mentioning Gabrielle, because Gabrielle is another one. She's downtown Ashland. Her store is fantastic. It is it's nothing showy. You know how sometimes you walk into a candy store and it almost looks like a museum? This feels like home. She just got her American citizenship last year after being in Wisconsin for 30 years. She had, her story is amazing. Her chocolates are fantastic.
We will put that one on the list, too. We have to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then when we come back, we'll take more of your calls with your recommendations of Valentine's Day treats or romantic getaways. We'll talk about some activities that are happening, too. This is the Ideas Network. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, we thought it would be fun to talk about Romance in Wisconsin, and talk about some great romantic getaways to great restaurants and chocolatiers and other places where we can find some Valentine's Day treats. We'll also talk about some special activities that are going on, and we'll welcome your questions and your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Hey, while we're on this chocolate theme, Stephanie, I wanted to ask you about something going on in my hometown in Appleton on Valentine's Day. I wish I could be there. What's going on?
Oh, I love it. Downtown Appleton is a dessert lover's paradise. Every year they do Death by Chocolate. It's a huge event. 20 local restaurants in the downtown feature their tasty chocolate treats. So it's great because they have sample sizes of chocolate whiskey, chocolate beer, hot chocolate stout ice cream float, chocolate martinis, chocolate cannolis, chocolate mousse, chocolate cake. So if you are a chocolate lover and you think you can handle Death by Chocolate, Appleton is the place to be.
You know, and we will, by the way, put all of this information as much as we can on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you can't write them all down. And then there is also, I know that Kohler is known for a lot of things, including some great chocolate, and they have a celebration going on.
Okay, for me, this is the granddaddy of them all. And it's February 17th through 19th. So have a little chocolate on Valentine's Day, but not too much, because their event is called In Celebration of Chocolate. And it's a full weekend of food demonstrations, food pairings, all around the theme of chocolate. And, of course, Kohler, the Kohler original chocolates,
mm-hmm.
And they are award-winning. They have a chocolate that looks like a ruby necklace that Oprah Winfrey actually had in her O magazine as one of her favorite picks.
Oh, really?
Oh, it looks so beautiful you don't want to touch it, but then when you eat it, you can't stop.
Yeah.
And they're known for their award-winning terrapins. But anyway, so they're going to be at this event. And these sessions, it's almost like a school for chocolate. They do cheese and chocolate pairings, beer and chocolate pairings, mixology classes, and it ends with a chocolate lover's brunch. And I was with them when they launched, for the first time ever, it's a first that they've done with a craft spirit, a dark chocolate brandy.
Oh, my gosh.
It is so good. It's insane. They made me a mini brandy old-fashioned with this dark chocolate brandy, and it's out of this world. If you like an old-fashioned, make it with this dark chocolate brandy, and you will go insane. So that's In Celebration of Chocolate, February 17th to the 19th.
You know, and there's also, in fact, we had a guest on just for a short segment a couple of weeks ago from Burlington, which is known as Chocolate City USA. They're having a first ever festival, but it's not, I mean, they have their regular annual chocolate festival, but this is different coming up.
It is. Their Chocolate Fest in the summer is huge. And so they're kind of parlaying. They said, let's bring a little chocolate into the winter. So it's a first-time event. It's coming up. It starts today and then runs through the entire weekend. But I can't help but, with this event, think of the promo you did earlier in the hour for Central Time with the person talking about a gut check.
Yes.
Because at this event, of course, they have a great hot cocoa, and they have a hot chocolate contest, but they also have a lot of chili. So chili and hot cocoa, I want you guys to go to this event, and then they should let you and I know how their gut checked in.
I wonder if that's going to be healthy for our guts. Maybe. You never know.
You never know. But yeah, so this event has like broom ball games and campfire storytelling time. They have open ice skating. And so it's just going to be kind of a fun winter festival, but the theme is, Chocolate City USA and hot chocolate everywhere.
We have Brian in Superior with us. Hi, Brian.
Morning, Joy.
Good morning.
There's a fella I know who retired from the power company, and he opened up a chocolate shop with his daughter. It's called Sweden Sweets. It's been around for a little more than 2 years in the North End in Superior, in one of the old brownstones up there. And he's made chocolate his whole life. And he and his daughter now do custom chocolates for parties and different things like that. He has that whole section. He has a retro candy section for, like, stuff from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. He built a whole soda fountain in there, and they make ice cream there. And it's like there's the malt shop kind of feel, you know?
Oh, does that sound... I'm sorry, yeah. Brian. I want you to spell the name of the Sweden. Did you say
Sweden? Like Sweeden.
Okay.
And he's got this big wooden malt shop. The stools, the things, and then the neat thing is in the malt shop, you turn around and there's these plate glass windows, and you can look into the candy making area where they dip the chocolates and make all the stuff.
That sounds great. Next time in Superior, I have to check that out. And I love that whole malt shop theme sounds pretty romantic too, doesn't it, Stephanie?
It is. It's nostalgia. And I thank Brian for that phone call, because last night when I did a shout out that I was going to be on your show and we're talking chocolate makers, I know most of them in the state, but someone had mentioned that Sweden's in Superior, and it hasn't been around a real long time. So that's on my list as well. But when you talk about the malt shop, my hometown has a place called Northwoods Confectionery, downtown Beloit, and they do the homemade ice cream as well. Not a malt shop, but it's just a really cool kind of retro, bring you back to a different time kind of place. And so I appreciate that recommendation. I think people should go to Superior, drive the entire state, and then end in Beloit.
There we go. And I do. I hope I can do that all this weekend. We have just a minute to go, Stephanie. Is there any last thoughts on romantic things to do or places to go for Valentine's Day or any day?
Well, you know, this time, this weekend, there are wonderful candlelight hikes. They usually are candlelight hikes on skis and snowshoe, but with a lack of snow, most of them are candlelight hikes at our state parks and at the Kettle Moraine State Forest. Call ahead, but a lot of them are doing really neat events where afterwards, you know, you hike these trails that are beautiful. They're lit by hundreds and hundreds of luminaries or tiki torches, and it's a time of solitude and peacefulness, but afterwards you sit by a campfire and there's a lot of laughter. You warm up with some hot chocolate. So if you want to be active, that's a great thing to do. Go to travelwisconsin.com and we list them all.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie. I hope to have you back, and we can talk about things going on in the spring or something when it gets a little warmer.
Thanks so much, Joy.
Stephanie Klett is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. It is time now for Wisconsin Life, and here is Executive Producer Erica Janik.
Major metropolitan areas have a lot of things going for them. Great food, amazing museums, art, music. But for all those wonders, there's something else that they can't ever have. Katie Vennett shares her story.
Once upon a time, I lived in a place far, far away, filled with so many people that one could walk the streets in total anonymity, never bumping into a friend at the grocery store, never seeing a particular stranger so often in so many places you forget you hadn't been introduced, until you start chatting like old friends at the library and realize you don't know each other's names. This big city is a hub of culture. Some might call it a magical place, but I never experienced magic until I moved to Eau Claire. Since then, I have been inundated with magical incidents, like Alice coming through the looking glass. You'd like examples? Okay. I had a minor car accident, and the officer on the scene was the previous owner of my house. Coincidence, you say? Also, drive more carefully. Well, how about this? A friend invited me to her birthday party, at which I was not expecting to know anyone but her. As it happened, I knew most of the people there, each from a different context. Snore, you say. You all must run in similar social circles. That was bound to happen. If you came to my birthday party, you wouldn't know anyone. Okay, fine. Here's one you can't explain away. It all began at the Banbury Art Crawl in February. There was this tote bag. The tote bag. Made from sturdy outdoor fabric covered in colorful flowers bigger than your fist. It was clearly designed just for me. Someone who is not only absent-minded, but also needs to carry all the things. It was a hunky dream bag, and I loved it instantly. It was a toured love affair, and like all toured love affairs, it lasted until the nylon strap broke. Not trusting myself to repair it, I tried to find the artist, but I couldn't remember her name. I did remember that the artist sold a different tote made from fabric designed by my friend. A quick text supplied the name of the artist and a tip. She sells her bags through a local store. Would that store pass my contact info along to the artist? Yes, indeed. The artist called me the next day, offering to pick it up from my house to repair it immediately. While we chatted, however, I discovered she works with another friend of mine, so I sent the bag to her that way. Within a few days, my hunky dream bag was back. For those of you who have always lived in small cities and don't understand why this is magical, let me tell you the portions of this investigation that might have happened had I lived in that large city far away. None of them. Right now, many big city amenities are coming to our small city. As exciting as those things are, I can tell you that I've lived with such amenities and found no magic therein. Entertainment, culture, and even wonder, yes, but not magic. Magic is fueled by networking, a term that, despite its unsexiness, gives birth to possibilities. In a small city, our connections, the nodes in our networks, rub against each other and create powerful static electricity that pulls us together into a coherent whole, which creates more connections, more electricity, more community. The stuff of magic is the life we live with each other.